When you were a kid, what did you think made someone rich? 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven.
It's funny, the observances that we have when we're kids and to what you know now as an adult, it definitely is a big difference. Like, basically, if you had $100 back in the day, you were rich.
Right.
If you had a $100 bill,
yep.
You were rich.
Right.
No question about it.
My daughter said to me, her friend Samantha, she said, in passing, she's like, oh, well, Samantha's rich. And I'm like, Samantha's rich?
Right, right.
What do you mean she's rich? She's like, oh, because her grandparents live in Florida and they have a vacation house in Cape Cod.
They travel the world on their yacht, shipping champagne wherever they go. They have at least 6 doors on every SUV they own. Totally rich.
And I'm like, does that really make somebody rich if your grandparents live in Florida and you have an extra house? And then I'm like, well, you know what? I still think you're rich if you have a vacation house. It could be a shack.
Right.
You know? Like,
the phrase vacation house lends itself to the fact that you're doing well enough that you've got a second place that you can run to.
It could be a timeshare,
right,
that they pay
$45. Could be a swamp
beach.
Doesn't matter. Mangrove with alligators.
That makes you rich.
I always say to you, whenever you tell me that you would call your girlfriends at the same time when you're young, if you had Total Phone, you were rich.
I had Total Phone when
you
I was a
totally
kid.
Rich.
Every time
Anna
I
was
up,
rich, guys.
Like, I wasn't rich. When I was a kid, I remember that, you know, when people go away on spring break.
Yeah.
But I come from immigrant Italian parents. So I remember I would have to come back to school and then everybody would have to go around the room and what did you do on your spring break?
Right.
And little Susie would be like, oh, I went to the Bahamas. Or,
right.
I went to Disney World, and I would be like,
and I would always be like, I made pizza with my family at the restaurant.
Right. And then I'd be like, I was at 44 Longridge Road, my house. And then I remember saying to my dad, I'm like, Daddy, I'm like, all the kids go away on spring break.
Right.
Those people are rich, Anna. They're rich.
If you had a 3-car garage or more.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Didn't even matter if there was nothing in the garage.
Mm.
There could be a terrible vehicle in there. But if you had a 3-car garage or more, you were definitely rich.
Right. I remember if you had a pool. I thought if you had a pool,
yes,
when you were young, you were rich.
What about if you had a screened pool house near the pool?
Forget it. Right.
Right. You're just printing gold bars somewhere down in the bottom. You just got a stack of them somewhere.
Now I look back at some of the pools that I thought were like my rich friends.
Yes.
And I'm like, that was like an above
ground kidney
pool.
Shape.
They bought that at Walmart. Like, what is that? 1-800-330-9999. When you were a kid, what did you think made someone rich? When you were a kid, what did you think made somebody rich? 1-800-330-9999. It's Hannah and Raven. My daughter was saying, like, she called my talking about her friend Samantha. She's like, oh, she's rich. I go, what do you mean she's rich? And she's like, well, you know, her grandparents live in Florida.
What?
I was like, yeah.
Oh,
she's like,
crazy rich.
If your grandparents live in Florida, that means that you're rich. And I was like, it does?
It could be in a trailer. We don't know.
We
could
don't
be a mobile
have any
home.
Idea.
We have no idea, right?
But
could be a timeshare.
Right. But then I started thinking about it.
But they sound rich.
Right. She was like, and they have a vacation house. And I'm like, oh, that I get. Because if you were little, remember when you said when somebody had a vacation house? You have
right.
a vacation house?
Right. There's a second place where you go.
Right.
We're barely affording the one that we're in right now. Right. I mean, if you listen to my parents every day, right.
And it got me thinking, like, when you were a kid, like, when people had certain things, you assumed they were rich,
mm-hmm.
even though, like, now as an adult, you look back and you're like, that doesn't make any sense at all, right?
I'd be on the phone with a friend. It would click. They'd be like, hold on a minute. They'd
click
over to Total Phone.
Yeah.
And I'd know right at that moment that they were incredibly wealthy.
Every time I tell Raven that I had Total Phone, he talks about how rich I was as
right.
a kid.
You
I'm
were
like,
so
what?
Rich.
It didn't make sense.
If you got the newspaper delivered all week long.
Oh, yeah.
You were rich.
Yeah.
You were rich. Who can go for 7 days? Nobody can afford that.
1-800-330-9999. Hi, Tana and Raven. When you were a kid, what did you think made somebody rich?
Their car. I remember I had an uncle that had an old Lincoln where the back glass would go down, and we thought that was the coolest thing.
Right.
And we thought they were so rich, but we find out later on that they're as poor as us.
Right. It's the only thing they were paying for, right.
Yeah.
A Jaguar back in the day meant you were rich
yeah.
in my neighborhood. Right.
No.
If you had a Jag.
My
oh,
dad
yeah.
would talk about getting the yeah. Dino Ferrari, and I always thought, if you got a Ferrari,
that
you
means
were
we
rich.
Made it.
Right.
You're rich.
Yeah.
No question about it.
Every day I say, one day I'm going to buy my dad a Ferrari. And now that I'm turning 40, I realize I'm never going to be able to buy my dad that Ferrari.
I mean, you can buy him a Ferrari if you give up your house.
Right. It's true. Yeah. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. When you were a kid, what did you think made someone rich?
If you had Cavaricci's, you were rich.
Yeah.
Right.
Exactly. in the 80s, I remember being so jealous of all the kids in my class who rocked them. My mom bought me a pair of knockoffs from Woolworths. I was humiliated.
Yeah, no, it won't do the same thing. It's true.
With the fake little white tag on the crotch instead of Cavaricci.
Well, you remember them clearly.
Oh, my gosh. I had one pair of Cavaricci's.
Right. So did I. I had one pair of
Cavaricci's. One pair.
Black.
My
go with anything.
My
they might still
tan.
Be in a box somewhere. I wish they were.
Oh, man.
I wish.
Those were the jams to have your Cavaricci's. You have knockoff Cavaricci's. You wear those
It'd
to school.
It'd take you 20 minutes to go to the bathroom, though.
So many buttons. They were so ridiculous now that you think of it. But you're right, because if you had a lot of Cavaricci's, man, you were rich. You're right. I'm looking at our Facebook page. You can head to Anna and Raven, and we asked, like, when you were a kid, what did you think made somebody rich?
Mm-hmm.
And LaVon wrote if they had a dining room and a den.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Yeah. The room like that nobody really sat in.
The but formal dining room.
I remember always thinking, like, why do you even need that room? Nobody goes in
that room.
In case
the queen comes over.
Right.
In case
that's
the queen
it.
Visits. Right. Right. That's what it's there for.
My mom used to tell me that they used to, that people that had china, like china.
Oh, yeah.
That was for rich people because they had fancy people come to their house. And I was like, wow. 1-800-330-9999. When you were young, what do you think made someone rich? You can call or text.
You were definitely rich if you ever got to be in, like, a limo, right?
Oh, yeah.
I remember I was in a junior bridesmaid in my cousin's wedding, and I brought the pictures to school to show everyone that I was, in fact, in a limo. And that was, like, the biggest sign that you were, like, doing it. Like, you were rich. You
right.
were loaded.
Right, right. You were rolling large, right?
Yeah, those long stretch limos
just
when you're little.
Sparkling wine. Not even, like, real champagne. Like, a sparkling cider in the limo. Because you were, like, 15 as a junior bridesmaid. But you're feeling yourself then at that point. You're like, look at me!
But isn't it funny how now it's not even so much about the limo. You want to be in, like, the big black SUV.
Oh,
that's how
it's
you're
a
cool.
vomit comet. Like, I don't want to be in the back of any long vehicle. I got to be honest. Like, I want the Secret Service look, but that's about it.
No, I still think it's cool if you're in a limo. Yeah.
I can't do the party bus thing, anything like that. I'm going to uke.
Yeah, this is fun. When you were a kid, what do you think made someone rich? You can call or text 1-800-330-9999. When you were a kid, what do you think made someone rich? 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. My 11-year-old daughter said, Samantha's rich, one of our girlfriends. And I said, why do you think that? She's like, her grandparents live in Florida.
Oh, my gosh.
And I was like, that's the barometer for
totally
what's rich?
Rich.
But then I thought about, like, when you were a kid, there was always, like, you would think that something would make someone rich. If you got to go away on spring break.
Right.
I always thought you were rich.
Totally.
Because my parents would look at me like I was insane.
If your parents owned a convertible.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely
you were rich.
Rich. I'm looking at our text line. Rich wrote, if you had a satellite dish on your house.
Oh, my gosh.
You're so rich.
Right, right. Because nobody even knew what satellite was at that point. They were like, what is that?
Right. Yeah. If you didn't brown bag your school lunch, but instead you pulled out an elaborate 7-piece Tupperware set and had a bottle of Evian water, you were rich. I still believe that.
Totally rich.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, come on. Kids drinking Fiji? Come on.
There was a text that says, when I was in first grade, there was a girl who had a fancy pen and a huge set of colored pencils. Yep. When they had all those colored pencils that came like almost like in a briefcase. You were rich.
Remember how proud you would be going to school for the first day, right? You had your good, you know, clothes and all that stuff on. But then they'd be like, all right, let's pull out our supplies. And then somebody would pull out an elaborate trapper keeper.
Right.
Oh, and it had the fold inside, the clear plastic one, where you could stuff other stuff in there. Come on, you're just being greedy now, kid.
Or the crayons when they had the 24-pack and not the 8-pack like me.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. How about a waterbed? That's a good text.
Yes.
Remember, you were definitely rich if you had a waterbed.
Yeah, yeah. I had one, but they were selling them for $100 on Craigslist at that point.
Oh.
That was decades later.
Yeah. You were like, that was last month.
I figured
you
out in my
that.
20s I was not rich if I had a waterbed.
And a boat. That's definitely true.
Oh, totally.
If you had a boat, you were... I still believe that.
Right.
I still believe you
have
a boat.
Well, now as an
rich.
Adult, when I see you with the boat, I know that you're in debt. That's what I know.
1-800-330-9999. When you were a kid, what did you think made someone rich? Hi, it's Anna and Raven.
Having two kitchens in your home. My family's Italian, like yours. And a friend of mine had three kitchens.
No.
One on every floor.
No.
Come on.
No. Three kitchens is insane. three kitchens is insane. I have two kitchens now, and if you have three kitchens, you're rich.
You can't get a permit for that.
Right.
There's no way.
Well, I'm not saying that my second one's permitted. You know how that goes.
Hey, it's Anna and Raven. What do you think made somebody rich when you were a kid?
When I was a kid, we had one household in our neighborhood that had a that had a cleaning lady come once a week.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. And if they had one of those maid mobiles, you'd tell them to park it on the lawn. It was the proudest moment.
Right.
Yes, it definitely was.
Yeah. So funny how the older you get, the more you think about this. And you're like, wow, I really believed that that was unattainable.
Right.
And Ann Raven, when you were a kid, what made you rich?
Oh, my God. Two things. Sleepover summer camp. And air conditioning.
Right.
Oh,
sleepover summer camp.
That's
right.
A good one.
Central Air was like a mythical thing. Like, you didn't even understand what it was. But if they had even the window ones in every room, you were like, they're totally rich.
Oh, my God. Definitely.
Wait, I had air conditioning. Was I rich?
You were totally rich.
I don't
I'm
think
telling
I
you
was.
You had Total Phone and you had air conditioning.
Oh, my gosh.
You were rich.
And we didn't get air conditioning until we were all leaving the house. And
right.
My father got it for himself.
Right, like 1993. Right. Thanks for the call.
All right, have a great day.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. When you were a kid, what did you think made somebody rich?
Columns on the outside of the house.
Oh yes. Yeah. All the way across? Oh, yes.
That was a big deal.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Two-story columns? Forget it. It was like the White House. It's like the White House. What is it? Who lives in there? The
exactly.
President?
That's exactly what I thought it looked like as a kid.
Right. Who lives in there? Are you related to Lincoln? Right.
I still agree with that. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. When you were a kid, what did you think made somebody rich?
Okay, I'm doing this for my mom, but she said that the baby dolls.
Oh, if you had a Cabbage Patch Kid. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
If you were because they were so hard to get.
But you had to have more than one. If you had more than one, because everybody,
more than one.
Your grandfather would kill himself to get you that first one. But if you had more than one, oh my gosh, you probably had stacks of cash in a closet somewhere.
I'll never forget how special I felt. My father waited 6 hours in line to get me a Cabbage Patch Kid, and I felt like I was the richest kid in the world.
But it was your only one.
Me. Of course I only had one. What are you, crazy?
Right.
Yeah. That was my
Christmas. If you had more than one, I want some money right now.